This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 142 Biography of Jared Moskowitz, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Jared Moskowitz is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Florida's 23rd Congressional District. He was born on December 18, 1984, in Coral Springs, Florida. Moskowitz is a member of the Democratic Party and has made significant contributions to both state and federal politics. Early life and education. Jared Moskowitz was raised in Coral Springs, Florida, where he developed an early interest in public service. He attended Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where he was known for his leadership qualities and involvement in student government. After high school, Moskowitz pursued higher education at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. His time in Washington provided him with a deep understanding of national politics, which would later influence his career path. Following his undergraduate studies, Moskowitz returned to Florida to attend law school at Nova Southeastern University, where he obtained his Juris Doctor degree. His legal education equipped him with the skills necessary to navigate the complexities of legislative work and public policy. Early career. After completing his education, Jared Moskowitz began his career in public service by working in various governmental roles. He initially served as an aide to then-Florida Governor Charlie Crist, where he gained first-hand experience in state politics and policymaking. His role involved working on issues related to education, health care, and emergency management, which were pivotal in shaping his future legislative priorities. In 2012, Moskowitz was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, representing District 97. During his tenure, he focused on legislation concerning public safety, mental health, and disaster response, particularly in the wake of natural disasters like Hurricane Irma. His proactive approach during these crises earned him recognition and respect among his peers and constituents. Following his time in the state legislature, Moskowitz was appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis as the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management in 2019. In this role, he was instrumental in managing the state's response to multiple hurricanes and the initial stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, showcasing his capability in crisis management. Election history. Jared Moskowitz's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2022. He entered the race for Florida's 23rd Congressional District, a seat that was open due to redistricting and the retirement of the incumbent. The election was competitive, but Moskowitz's background in emergency management and his legislative experience gave him a strong platform. He campaigned on issues like gun control, health care, and economic recovery, resonating with voters in his district. On November 8, 2022, Moskowitz won the election with approximately 51.6% of the vote, defeating his Republican opponent. His victory was seen as a testament to his cross-party appeal and his ability to connect with constituents on critical issues affecting their daily lives. Political stances. Jared Moskowitz has established himself as a moderate Democrat with a focus on pragmatic solutions to complex issues. He is particularly noted for his advocacy in gun control, pushing for stricter laws following the tragic shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, his alma mater. Moskowitz has supported measures like raising the age to purchase firearms and implementing red flag laws. In terms of health care, Moskowitz supports the expansion of Medicaid and has worked towards making healthcare more accessible and affordable. He has been vocal about the need for comprehensive mental health services, especially in light of his experiences with emergency management and the aftermath of natural disasters. On economic issues, Moskowitz advocates for policies that support small businesses and middle-class families. He has endorsed infrastructure investments, believing they are crucial for economic growth and job creation. His approach often involves bipartisan cooperation, aiming to find common ground on economic policies that benefit his district and the state at large. Regarding climate change, Moskowitz recognizes it as a significant threat, especially given Florida's vulnerability to rising sea levels and extreme weather events. He supports initiatives for sustainable development, renewable energy, and resilience planning to mitigate the impacts of climate change. His stance on immigration reflects a balance between security and humanitarian considerations, advocating for comprehensive immigration reform that includes a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who meet certain criteria. Overall, Jared Moskowitz's political career is marked by a commitment to public service, a focus on practical solutions, and a dedication to improving the lives of his constituents through thoughtful legislation and community engagement. Jared Moskowitz, the representative for Florida's 23rd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. Firstly, Moskowitz's background in public service sets him apart. Before his election to Congress, he served as the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, where he was instrumental in managing responses to natural disasters like hurricanes. This experience has translated into a deep understanding of emergency preparedness and response, which is particularly valuable in a state prone to such events. His proactive approach in securing federal funds for disaster mitigation and recovery efforts has resonated well with voters who appreciate his commitment to their safety and well-being. Secondly, Moskowitz's legislative focus on issues directly affecting his district has been a key factor in his support. He has been a strong advocate for education, pushing for policies that enhance school safety and increase funding for public education. His efforts in this area are not just about policy but also about personal engagement, often visiting schools and engaging with educators and students to understand their needs firsthand. This hands-on approach makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community and representation. Moreover, Moskowitz's stance on healthcare has won him favor among many in his district. He supports measures to make healthcare more accessible and affordable, understanding the economic pressures many families face. His advocacy for expanding Medicaid and his opposition to policies that would reduce healthcare coverage demonstrate his commitment to public health. His personal story of dealing with his son's health issues adds a layer of authenticity to his advocacy, making his policies not just political stances but personal commitments. Another reason for his support is his effective communication and transparency. Moskowitz regularly updates his constituents through various platforms, ensuring they are informed about his activities in Congress, upcoming legislation, and how these might impact their lives. This transparency builds trust, as people feel they are not just voting for a representative but are actively involved in the legislative process. His willingness to engage in town halls and community meetings further cements this relationship, showing his dedication to being accessible and accountable. Lastly, Moskowitz's bipartisan approach to politics has been refreshing for many in his district. In an era where political polarization is rampant, his ability to work across the aisle to pass legislation that benefits his constituents is commendable. His involvement in bipartisan groups and his efforts to find common ground on issues like infrastructure, veterans affairs, and economic development illustrate his pragmatic approach to governance. This not only helps in getting things done but also appeals to voters who are tired of partisan gridlock and desire effective governance. In conclusion, Jared Moskowitz's support in Florida's 23rd District stems from his proven track record in emergency management, his focus on local issues like education and healthcare, his transparent communication, and his bipartisan legislative efforts. These attributes make him not just a representative but a community leader, deeply invested in the welfare of his constituents. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Jared Moskowitz from Florida's 23rd District is his perceived alignment with establishment politics. Many constituents feel that Moskowitz, despite his promises of change and reform, often votes in line with the Democratic Party's mainstream agenda, which can alienate voters looking for a more independent or centrist approach. This alignment is seen as a continuation of the status quo, which many in his district are eager to move away from. Another significant point of contention is Moskowitz's stance on economic issues. Some residents argue that his policies do not sufficiently address the economic disparities within the district, particularly in areas like Parkland and Coral Springs where economic diversity is pronounced. Critics claim that his support for certain economic policies, like tax increases on the wealthy, might not directly benefit the middle and lower income families who are struggling with the cost of living. There's a sentiment that his economic strategies lack the innovation needed to truly uplift the community's economic conditions. Environmental policies also play a role in the lack of support for Moskowitz. While he has voiced concerns about climate change and environmental protection, some local activists and voters feel his actions do not match his rhetoric. They point to his support for projects that could potentially harm local ecosystems, arguing that his environmental commitments are more about political posturing than actual conservation efforts. This discrepancy between words and actions has led to distrust among environmentally conscious voters. Moreover, Moskowitz's approach to education has drawn criticism. His district includes areas with some of the best schools in Florida, yet there are concerns about his policies not adequately addressing the needs of underfunded schools or the broader educational disparities. Some parents and educators feel that his focus on certain educational reforms does not tackle the root issues like teacher shortages, funding inequalities, and the integration of technology in education, which are critical for the district's future. Lastly, there's a general feeling of disconnect between Moskowitz and his constituents. Despite his efforts to engage through town halls and social media, many feel that he does not truly understand or represent the diverse needs of his district. This perceived disconnect is often cited in discussions about his representation, with critics arguing that he spends more time aligning with party lines than listening to the grassroots concerns of his electorate. This has fostered a sense of disillusionment among voters who feel their voices are not being heard or adequately represented in Congress. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.